Hey beautiful people, this is your girl Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being. Join me every Wednesday live on Facebook at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with awesome special guests involved in the holistic and spiritual communities. Also tune in every Saturday for various topics, including my experiences with practicing a holistic lifestyle. Catch Holistically Being with Lakia McDaniel on YouTube as well, and everywhere where podcasts are available. Remember, wellness is sexy, so be sexy with me. Peace and blessings, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in to Holistically Being. I am your girl, Lakia McDaniel, and I just want to take a moment to wish everyone a spectacular and fabulous, happy Thanksgiving. Yes, yes, yes. Hope your bellies are full with love and turkey and all of the good fixings that you guys cook yourself and your families every year. I hope the vegans are also having a wonderful Thanksgiving, cooking in their own special way. And yeah, today's show is all about giving thanks in a different way. Now, let me just put out a disclaimer and say that today's topic is in no way reminding listeners to forget the true and brutal history of Thanksgiving when Europeans slaughtered indigenous people, okay? Which is why many choose not to celebrate it, and I totally understand that, all right? My goal for today's show is to remind people that giving thanks, particularly in the year 2020, is more meaningful now than ever. If you're listening to this, you should definitely be thankful. And I'm going to say why. Because listening to today's show just obviously proves that you are alive. Okay? You are well. And many of us may just have a few bucks in our pockets and, you know, we have a roof over our head and we have clothes on our backs and we're able to feed our families, okay? So, yes, we should give thanks. And we can give thanks in our own way that'll help create the peace we seek in our lives in the midst of a country in crisis, okay? That is what today's show is all about. In addition to remembering the indigenous people, we take today, especially today because it's Thanksgiving, is to give thanks in a way that help us to reflect on where we are in our lives right now and how blessed we truly are, even in the midst of a world in dire need of change. Okay, a country that is suffering right now with a viral pandemic and economic crisis. And even those of us who are struggling in our personal lives while dealing with everything in the outside, we have to struggle and try to find our way through and pull our way through out of the storm for what's going on the inside. Then you have many of us who have walked through the storm and found the sun. Yes, we all should be thankful. And what better way to do that than to just create more peace in our lives? Because we all have the ability to do that, no matter where we are in our life, no matter if we are struggling, despite all of the odds that we are facing right now. Yes, we have the ability to make our lives great, okay? We should give thanks to ourselves. We should give thanks to God for allowing us to see another day. We should just be able to give thanks by simply applying life-changing methods or just the simple things that help lift our spirits, keep peace within us, keep peace around us, and exchange peace amongst those we love, and even find closure with people we are no longer in touch with, sending love from a distance, creating peace with those who you were once distant from. Listen, I think I've experienced a lot of that within the past month, okay? It's a little bit of backstory of what I'm going through without going into too much detail. About a week ago today, I was all over the place mentally, like a lot in my mind, trying to figure out what I'm gonna do and how I'm gonna do this and where I'm gonna get that, and just speaking negativity into the universe, just waiting for the next bad email that come, or the next bad message that I will get from someone, or just something that just what I'm trying to avoid and get away from, just so I can establish and maintain peace in my life, right? But then it's like, I don't know. One day I looked up and somehow the most miraculous things occurred, and I tell you, I mean, I will always say that we shouldn't speak negativity into existence because it'll happen, you know. But back in my mind, I know that things will have to change for the better, because I felt like I've been going through the deepest, darkest part of my shadow self, my shadow work, the lowest of the low of my moments, which could only bring me up out of where I am, only to find more success and more opportunities, because I've done faced the bottom of the bottom, okay? That's what I've been feeling like for the past couple of months. And I know I'm not the only one, I know. But fast forward a little bit, it just seems like miraculous things happens out of nowhere. And of course, that's all God, you know? And I wanna put a little bit of a, just cheer myself on a little bit and say that I've had a little to do with that, because I've bust my ass to create opportunities that I've not, and the doors opened, and I'm so glad I've opened those doors, okay? So now I'm sitting here a week later, and I could tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I feel better. I feel completely different than I did a week ago, simply because I let go. I let God. I prayed. I had a conversation with God, and I stopped worrying over things that I can't control. You know, I feel like once you stop worrying about things that you can't control, the things that you want to happen will manifest. I understand how much we can block our blessings by simply just creating havoc and blocking our inner peace by just simply stressing and worrying over things, you know? Once we release that worry, and once we relinquish that control, it's like things will magically appear. Things that will apply to your growth. Things that align with your purpose in life. And then you look back and wonder, what the hell were we worrying about in the first place? You know? For me, that gave me that push to establish more peace in my life. You know, today I had Thanksgiving dinner and with my children, and even with my children's father, which was something I haven't done since we departed as a couple. Okay, and that was years ago. I allowed myself to be opened enough to invite him over so we could sit as a family. And it was a beautiful experience, you know. This is all a part of me establishing and maintaining more peace in my life. And I'm happy I did it. And it's like I feel a shift, you know, in my life right now. And I feel like I'm just doing what God wants me to do, you know? And it's allowing me to open more and to be able to just continue on being great, not only in my personal life, but I feel like how I apply peace in my life will spill over into my career as a podcaster. I had the great opportunity to interview one of the best vocalists of our time, Miss Chrisette Michelle, and it's been such a blessing. You know, I haven't had an exclusive with a high profile artist in a while. So, yeah, I just feel like things are changing. Things are changing for me, and I give thanks by just doing my part, doing the work to create and maintain peace and harmony in my life. And that's my reminder for you guys, is to give thanks in a way that will allow you to create joy, maintain balance in your life. I know a lot of us is going through it right now. Some of us may not be working. Some of us may be struggling to put food on the table. Okay. Some of us may be distant from family, which makes holidays like this much harder. All right. But just know the only way change can take place is if you take that first step. Some of us may initiate change. Some of us may have done it already and there was nothing came out of it. That's fine. At least you know you've tried, you know? You just move on from there and do what makes you happy. Do what fulfills you. I say all of this to say just be thankful about life. In spite of the odds that we're all against right now, every day we wake up is a chance at redemption. Every day we wake up is a chance at taking opportunities. Every day we wake up is a chance at allowing yourself to experience more. Change a habit, get rid of a negative habit, release doubts, you know, encourage yourself, step out of that box, do more, do what you can that's gonna bring you out of that repetitive cycle. You know, that repetitive cycle that forces you to stay stuck. Well, you don't want to be stuck. You know, this can be about anything that you're going through in your life right now. But remember, we can still give thanks in spite of all of that because we are alive, we are well, and God allows us to see the light every morning we open our eyes. So, yes. I choose to give thanks, particularly on this day, for sure, because it's Thanksgiving, is to honor myself in a way that God will want me to honor myself. Okay? Celebrate my life, celebrate the life of my family, my loved ones, and establishing more peace and commitment in solitude. It's all I deserve right now, and it's all I am doing. I'm doing the work to make all of that happen and to create all that I want. So, yes, this is how I give thanks, in addition to remembering the history of Thanksgiving. I give light and I send love to those who challenge, traditional Thanksgiving celebrations. Okay, let me just say that. Because I understand. So when I say to someone, Happy Thanksgiving, and they say, Oh, I don't celebrate it, I give them like love because I understand. Okay, I don't criticize. Okay, I understand. But even if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving the traditional way, with the dead big dead bird in the middle of the table, just remember that there are other ways that you can give thanks. Okay, and you just being able to sit with your loved ones, or you just being able to look up and see the beauty around you, that's enough to give thanks. All right, so give thanks in a way that you see fit that'll help you establish more peace in your life. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you are having an amazing Thanksgiving night. Make sure you tune in next time, same date, same time, and remember, wellness is sexy. So be sexy with me. Until next time, beautiful people, take care.
Hey, beautiful people, this is your girl, Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being. Join me every Wednesday live on Facebook at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with awesome special guests involved in the holistic and spiritual communities. Also, tune in every Saturday for various topics, including my experiences with practicing a holistic lifestyle. Catch Holistically Being with Lakia McDaniel on YouTube as well, and everywhere where podcasts are available. Remember, wellness is sexy. So be sexy with me.